Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali alayhi salam treated all human beings to be equal in the matter of rights and responsibilities, and he did not fix any limit in this behalf of equality among all human beings. And if he did fix any such limits, it was fixed keeping in mind the interests of the public in general, the people. And when we study the character of Imam Ali, we clearly see that he did not violate this freedom, the freedom of the people, the freedom of the public, the freedom in any of his laws, orders, rules, or regulations. And he always kept the public welfare in his view, in all his actions. He dealt equal treatment to both his friends and his foes.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: ينزل الصبر على قدر المصيبة، ومن ضرب يده على فخذه عند مصيبته حبط عمله.
أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام said, "Endurance comes according to the affliction. He who beats his hand on the thigh in his affliction ruins all his good actions."
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is To My Brother, and we're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, what an honor it is to be speaking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, a persona which we find that the more we learn about him, the more lessons come from His Eminence's persona. And may Allah protect all of you who listen to the program. We find that Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, during his imama, he was the most knowledgeable. He was the most eloquent. He was the one with the most knowledge and wisdom. Now, what's interesting is that despite having this great knowledge and this vast wisdom and, You know, I mean, really, it's this amazing amount of knowledge, this miraculous knowledge, this really, it could be said, this divine knowledge or knowledge which was connected with the divine. We don't find that Imam Ali alayhi salam ever used that knowledge in a negative manner or in a manner in order to show off to the people or in a manner where he would just go around and proving everybody wrong, even though he could prove everybody wrong. But we don't see him using it to this kind of a, you know, misusing that knowledge or taking advantage of others or even, you know, using that knowledge to cheat or to, you know, dispute with people who didn't have that knowledge. So what I'm saying is that with that knowledge that Imam Ali alayhi salam had, he could very well put everybody to shame and humiliate everybody and make everybody look really dumb and really ignorant and really foolish. And people would become very embarrassed, you know, to even say anything in front of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So I think this is very beautiful because, you know, when it comes to the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam, His Eminence has also said that, you know, the one who learns a branch of knowledge with the intention of disputing with people that are ignorant, that are less well-versed, or in order to argue with scholars, or does so in order to show off, that indeed, surely, without a doubt, they will be one of the inhabitants of the hellfire. So it's really, you know, very scary. It's what's happening here. And, you know, we do find that there are people, even in our contemporary era, that learn, you know, various branches of knowledge, you know, in order to either show off or to argue with other people, to make themselves look better and smarter, you know, to gain more views or more subscribers on social media, or they do so in order to become famous or to become powerful or to become wealthy or to just make everybody else look foolish and make people look dumb. And this is, you know, one of the characteristics of the people who will inhabit hellfire. May Allah protect all of us from such a fate and realize that we learn knowledge to help people. We learn knowledge or the wisdom that we have, we put it forth in order to help people, in order to help people grow, in order to support people, in order to, you know, enlighten people, in order to make people's lives better and to do things and teach knowledge in a positive way. A comprehensive lesson indeed brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma fastajib du'ayi واقبل ثنائي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائي بحق محمد.
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my Master and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the folly, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. Now we invite you to listen to Brother Hassanain Rajab Ali.
You find it, by the way, Imam Ali alayhi salam, this will that he gives to his son. It's a long will, but I've just extracted a few verses from it for you and I to get the feeling that if anybody who doesn't know him, and those of us that know him, should understand the quality of this man, that a great fighter he was, indomitable. He kills Marhab, splits him in half, cuts the legs of Amr ibn Abu Wud, and he defeats every person in the battlefield. No man could even touch him. Even Wahshi, who killed Hamza, was afraid of Imam Ali, terrified of him. He said, this man is in connection with God. Yet in his salah, he was the best. Imam Zain al-Abidin, when people said, your knees are buckling, oh, Sayyid al-Sajideen. Imam says, I am ashamed. He said, why are you ashamed? He said, my grandfather was better. My grandfather's sujood was better than mine. Though he's an imam. Awwaluna Muhammad, wa awsatuna Muhammad, wa akhiruna Muhammad, wa kulluna Muhammad. Yet look at the humbleness. They say Imam Ali alayhi salam's prayer was such of high caliber that the Sufis of today, those who follow the tariqas and the mathnavis in different places where the spiritual domain is in the esoteric world, unfortunately many have disconnected from Ahlul Bayt. Some of them have disconnected from the Quran. The two heavy things that Allah left us with, they disconnected. But they found the spiritual world, which Imam Ali displayed in his activities when he was talking to his Lord, was so beautiful and sweet. They decided to emulate that part. Even at that level, you find it's Imam Ali who is the father of all the Sufis. You go back to any Sufi school of thought, you will see that their master was Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. What a lesson for you and I. That today the world loves him and hates him. But Imam Ali alayhi salam is also showing us the quality that you and I should follow. Look at his wisdom. Listen to this wisdom, brothers and sisters. Imam Ali alayhi salam says to his son, I know I don't usually like to read, because I find when I read something, I disconnect from the crowd. But I want you to think of what I'm saying. Please reflect on it, and I will end soon. He said, this is an advice from a father who realizes the mortality of life, who is getting old, who has patiently borne reverses and calamities, who hates the worldly desires and has overcome them, and who is going shortly to pass out of this world. What a letter he's writing to his son, Imam Hassan. Of course, this will is for you and me. Imam Ali says, my dear son, you are part of my body and my soul, and whenever I look at you, I feel as if I am looking at myself. This is Imam Ali talking to his son. If any calamity happens to you, it has befallen me. Look at what he gives him. He said, my first and foremost advice to you is to fear Allah. Fear here in a positive way. Be aware of him. Be his obedient servant. Keep his thought always fresh in your mind. Be attached to and carefully guard the rope of Islam, which connects you with him. Can any other connection be stronger, more durable and more lasting than this command? No. This is a father talking to a son. Those of us who are going to be fathers, those of us who are fathers, this is how we should be talking to our sons. He says, oh my son, this is now the title, how to gain experience and how to build character. He says to him, accept good advices and freshen your mind with them. Adopt piety and kill your inordinate desires. Do not talk about things which you do not know. Do not speculate and pass judgment over subjects about which you are not in position to form an opinion and are not called upon to do so. Meaning, know your balance. Don't give comments to people or say things that you don't know about. It doesn't belong to you. Look at an advice. He's talking to an imam, talking to an imam. He says, give up the way where there is a possibility of you going astray, where there is a danger of you wandering the wilderness of ignorance, possibility of losing the sight of the goal which you want to attain. Give it up. Don't go towards it. Advise people to do good and live virtuously, because you are fit to give such advices. Let your words and deeds teach the world lessons of how to abstain from wickedness and villainous. Try your best to keep away from those who indulge in vices and evil deeds. Meaning, keep away from them. Don't associate with them.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, To My Brother. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.